I'm joined by Khaled Fattah, who's an expert on the tribes in Yemen from the University of St. Andrews. Khaled, first of all, can you explain who the Hashid tribe is?
Hashid tribe is the strongest and the most influential tribal confederation in Yemen. Despite the fact that it is lesser in number, demographically speaking, than Bakil, however, it is politically and economically much more prestigious and much more stronger than Bakil Federation.
Now, as I understand it, President Saleh comes from the Hashid tribe, so why are his forces fighting it?
Well, President Saleh comes from Sanhan, which is a clan within the confederation. And then you have this inter-tribal, I mean, it's a conflict between tribal elites, you can put it in the case of Yemen. So the what we have now in Yemen is actually inter-tribal elites competition, and it's including the military, because in the case of Yemen, the military is not an institution like in Egypt and Tunisia. It is actually very tribalized. So the distinction between the tribe and the military in the case of Yemen is quite difficult to make.
So is that one of the kind of key differences in terms of looking for comparisons with Egypt and Tunisia?
Yes, this is one of them. And this is also a major concern, because in the aftermath of the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, the military is playing the transitional role. However, in the case of Yemen, the Yemeni military lacks the institutional phase. It is not an organization that can take over the responsibility of transition phase. So this is one of the major concerns.
The president has repeatedly warned that Yemen risks descending into a failed state, a Somalia, some kind of civil war. How imminent is that possibility?
Well, you know, the talk about the Somalization and Afghanization of Yemen has been going on for a couple of years now. I mean, it is definitely, for the time being, Al-Qaeda has greater operational freedom of action than before the uprising. It is a major concern for regional international powers if the coast become ungoverned. We have a problem with an international major trade route now at risk. Saleh has been skillfully playing with the cards of Al-Qaeda and the Somalization and the failed state. I don't think it will lead to a failed state, simply because Riyadh will never allow a failed state to be in the back garden. So Riyadh is the safety valve in this respect.
But a civil war?
A civil war, this is the card which he's playing right now, the card of the civil war, just to bring the attention of Riyadh. I think this recent clashes has to do with his third slipping from the grasp of regional international actors who were trying to pressure him to resign. And I think Saleh is realizing that it would be impossible for him to slip again, and that waving Al-Qaeda card did not really scare Washington or Riyadh, so he's now using the civil war card.
Now, in the past, he's played one tribe off against each other very successfully to stay in power.
Yes.
Is that tactic just not possible anymore?
Well, he has been, you know, I like to see it as he is playing a chess with his own nation, and he has been losing many of his soldiers, and he's now surrounded only with few supporters, namely his son and his brother-in-law, who are actually the commanders of the Republican Guards and the Central Armed Forces. I think he has reached now to a stage in which he's unable to continue his dance on the heads of snakes. He is exhausted for the time being, and I think the only card left for him is the civil war card, which he's playing right now.
I was just reading something that you'd written for the Yemeni Times. You were talking about the idea that Yemen is a self-cancelling state. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean by that is that it's a state that is reluctant to take actions, because what we have in the case of Yemen is that state building stands in contrast to regime survival. What I mean by this is that the state will not interfere in tribal justice system, will not try to enforce state court system, because simply it is unable to do so. And if it attempts to do so, then it jeopardizes the regime survival. So it's a part of the strategy of regime survival is to avoid and to be reluctant in taking state actions. That's what I meant by self. It cancels itself in order to make the regime survive.
So what needs to happen there?
Well, I think it's now in the hands of the Saudi royal family to interfere, and I think the Riyadh will not keep watching for long. As you know, they have their own network with tribal leaders in Yemen, and I think the next step will be a strong intervention from Riyadh to defuse the tension.
What form will that take?
Well, maybe I should add here that for the Saudis, they get worried when things go too bad or too well in Yemen. So for them, Yemen should be somehow on the edge of things. So I think now Yemen is about to fall, and they will interfere in a way which is through the network of tribal leaders. They will reach to a conclusion in which the current clashes will stop, ceasefire, and then the establishment of a council of tribal elders, senior military officers, and representatives from the southern movement. And I think this is the most likely scenario in the coming few days.
What is Saudi Arabia's big concern?
The biggest concern, of course, is Al-Qaeda. This is one. As you know, the last attempt on assassinating one of the Saudi princes was a Saudi who was residing in Yemen. And the Saudi authorities have been always accusing Yemen of being the main place for smuggling of arms, weapons, drugs, etc. So first, Al-Qaeda. Second, it is demographically speaking, Yemenis are 24 million, and then an illegal entry to Saudi Arabia from Yemen borders is also a major concern. We need to add to this that there's almost 250,000 Somalis, 200,000 illegal Somalis living in Yemen, and they might also cross the borders to Saudi Arabia. So it's a multifaceted problems for Riyadh.
Does Saudi Arabia really have enough power to influence events in Yemen?
Yes, yes, it has been always like this since especially after the end of the civil war in 1970. The Saudis are very keen to have their, their hands in the political kitchen of Sana'a.
And has their patience run out with the president?
Well, I think he has reached the stage in which now he's unable to diffuse the tension domestically, and he has been causing much headache than before. So I think the Saudis will interfere, yes. He will intervene in the coming few days.
As soon as that?
I think so.
What will be the sign of them interfering?
Will be, first of all, the ceasefire between the between Al-Ahmar family and the Republican Guards and Central Armed Forces. This will be the first sign diffusing the current clash. And then, again, the resumption of the GCC initiative will be the second move. So I think we are talking about days, not weeks.
So you sound reasonably hopeful that it won't descend into something much worse.
I'm simply aware. I can claim to be aware that Riyadh will not tolerate such unrest to escalate to a higher degree than it's already now. So as I mentioned earlier, the Riyadh is the safety valve for Sana'a.
And presumably they would deny any interference, would they, the Saudis?
Well, they don't need actually to deny or to admit. It's a well-known fact. Every Yemeni is aware of it, and all observers of Middle East politics are aware of it. So they would definitely interfere and diffuse the tension before it escalates into a nightmare.
Okay, Khaled, we'll watch with interest. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.